Contrary to common belief, these numbers you're seeing here are actually in Arabic. They are not English, Germanic, Latin, or anything else. They are 100% Arabic. So, if these are the Arabic numbers, then what about these? And why are they found in the Mus'haf we have today if they are not Arabic? Well, these, which are found in most Arabic texts today, and even in the Quran, are Hindu numerals, or as others also call it, Hindu Arabic numerals, since they are widely used in Arabic texts. So, now you might be wondering, why aren't Arabs using the Arabic numerals, and instead they are using the Hindu numerals? Why are the Arabic numerals used in English texts? And how have these numerals found their way into the Mus'haf? Well, the answer to all of these questions goes back to the actual origin of Arabic numerals. Arabs didn't have any symbols for numbers. What they did is that they actually spelled out numbers in letters. So 7 would be sab'a in letters, and 10 would be ashara, and so on. That was what they knew and used. It is also how we see numbers in the Quran. They are all spelled out in words. They range from 1 to 100,000. Do you know where the number 100,000 was mentioned in the Quran? Let us know in the comments below. So they spelled out numbers, but when Islam started spreading out and the Khilafah started getting bigger, there was a need for a more practical method that suits this growth in terms of being used in longer calculations and different situations. And so, they started using what is called Hisabul Jummal, or in English, the Abjad numerals, which is actually a very ancient system used in Semitic languages. And its basic premise is that each letter is given a certain number, like this. And so, if you want to say 1250, it would then be this combination of letters. Since Nun represents 50, Ra represents 200, and Ghain represents 1000. The problem is that in many cases, words formed in this system would be actual words that already existed in Arabic. Like these two, for example. And on a side note, this system actually led many scholars of Islam to believe that the Quran contains secret or miraculous messages embedded within its words when we apply this Abjad numerals or Hisabul Jummal. If you want to learn more about that topic to be discussed in a separate lesson, please let me know in the comments. Anyway, numbers that are formed in actual words led to several problems and confusions, especially in longer texts, where text and numbers are used. Moreover, deciphering such numbers in this way took some time and led to some inaccuracies as well. However, some years later, an Indian cosmologist visited the Khilafah at the time, and in one of his works, he used a unique system to indicate numbers, which was then the Hindu numerals. At that time, it only had 9 symbols for the numbers from 1 to 9, and the 0 was still written using the actual word, sifr, or la shay, nothing, so there was no symbol for it yet. But since it was still a step up from the previous system that Arabs used, these numbers were adopted by Arabs and used in many sciences and writings. However, and although this system worked fine, at this point Arabs didn't have any numeral system of their own. And so, Al-Khwarizmi, who was a mathematician, came up with a new system of numbers. It was a very smart way of counting and symbolizing the numbers, which was based on the number of right or acute angles found in each shape. So as you can see here, 1 contains 1 acute angle, 2 contains 2 acute angles, 3 contains 3, and so on and so forth. So each number reflected its own value, but most importantly, the number that contains no angles whatsoever was actually the 0, since it is just basically an oval shape. That's why Al-Khwarizmi is known to be the first to come up with the symbol for a zero or nothing. While these numbers were very intuitive and logical, they were not vastly adopted by Arabs. But it was particularly accepted in the western parts, specifically Al-Andalus. And from there, it found its way to Europe, which then replaced the Roman numerals, which also had problems of their own. And these Arabic numbers became widely accepted there and are used until this very day. But then, why weren't the Arabic numerals so popular among Arabs? Well, first, Arabs, by the time this system was introduced, they already had a system in place and was widely used, and so they didn't want to change or cause confusions. Moreover, because of their tradition of writing using reed pens and quills, it caused the angles of numbers when drawing them to be written in an unclear way, leading to confusion or some double interpretations. And so, these Hindu Arabic numerals remained popular and kept getting adjusted to what we see them today. But still, there are some Arab countries that actually use the Arabic numerals today. Finally, how is it possible that these non-Arabic numbers found their way into the Mus'haf? Obviously, this is not related to the revelation of the Quran in any way. The beginnings and endings of ayat are indeed known and were originally indicated by a decorative shape to separate ayat from one another. But this numbering we see today was then added later, which was added according to which numeral was most prevalent at the time. So it is just a way to make navigating the Quran easier and certainly not related to the content of the Quran itself. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.